famine and drought continue in Africa, more Christians respond. An Indonesian evangelist is jailed for defaming Islam, and a new project seeks to connect missions and the church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A United Nations envoy is appealing to oil-rich Arab nations to help the famine victims in East Africa. At least 7.5 million people are suffering from the worst drought in a decade. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is one Christian group that's helping with 5,500 tons of food aid. CRWRC's Jacob Kramer says, while that's important, they're focusing on long-term solutions.
We cannot every time come back for food distribution. The long-term solution is to work with the farmers so that their resistance, their capacity to deal with these droughts is increased.
CRWRC will be working with about 1,500 families. Kramer says their Christian worldview is on display in their stewardship agricultural training.
It's important for a farmer to see himself as a steward of God's creation. And we find a remarkable effect on these farmers once they start understanding themselves as stewards of the environment, stewards of God's creation.
That provides opportunities to talk about the gospel. Next, an evangelist affiliated with an Indonesian Pentecostal church is awaiting trial at a central Javanese provincial court. Open Doors says local prosecutors charged him with defaming Islam, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in jail. His arrest came 2 months ago after an angry mob beat him up because of his ministry. Pray for his strength both physically and spiritually inside the prison. You're listening to Mission Network News. MNN's Ruth Bliss is on assignment this week in Guaymas, Mexico with Christian Resources International.
We arrived this past weekend after driving a little over 5 hours from Tucson, Arizona, bringing a truckload of vision and encouragement to missionaries and church leaders. This is Christian Resources International's inaugural missions trip. CRI's Fred Palmerton says,
there are just mountains of used Christian books and Sunday school material and Bibles in this country. And we're just excited to know that some of those are going to come our way, and we'll be heading out to the mission field.
Because they're critically low on Spanish language resources, they were taking in shipments of English language books.
The countries that we serve are English speaking, and or the pastors, the national people, and the missionaries are trained in translating. So if they're not learned in English, they do have people there who are.
Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News.
Next, Cameroon in Western Africa is the newest mission field for the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism. Their goal is to help develop strong Bible-preaching churches that are led by national Cameroonian leadership that send out their own missionaries. ABWE's Dave Hamrick says the expansion is exciting and much needed.
We just found a tremendous need, and we found some small churches that asked if we would come and help with some leadership training and theological studies.
ABWE also has a great opportunity to use radio as a tool for ministry outreach. Hamrick says that many people in bilingual Cameroon want to learn English, and also
the government is wanting English radio. They have a lot of French-speaking radio, but they are looking for organizations to come in and produce English programming. They're not concerned with the content, they're just concerned that it would be done in English.
ABWE's taking that opportunity, and they're excited about what God may do. And the Evangelical Free Church of America is developing a leadership emphasis called Connect. The project coordinates short-term ministries and mission consultants with the local church. Connect focuses on serving the local churches in the U.S. through networking, short-term missions training, resourcing, implementation, and the nuts and bolts management. Pray for the new Connect leader and for the rollout as they begin building relationships. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.